You know, Kylie, we do this thing on the radio show in like years ago called Chick Republic, right? And it's like we would kind of pit the country's hottest girls against each other in some kind of contest, right? And I know we were having this conversation. We don't do it anymore because it's not like very woke, you know, to do something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you do that, parang people would... Yeah, people are more...
They're more sensitive, these days about that stuff, right?
More sensitive, like... Putting women together,
But you're a beauty queen, right? Isn't that kind of essentially the same thing? You're putting women together.
Yeah, but it's different because, like, we it's a competition. So, like, we know
you're willing. Yeah. So
yeah,
we
subject ourselves to that. Like, it's a competition.
Okay, but even
actually, it's okay. Yeah, like it's a healthy competition.
You think so? Based on look, I mean, it's a lot of it.
Because it's a competition. Then
I don't know something.
Yeah,
I think there's a healthy debate to have whether beauty pageants are, I don't know, no longer part of the movement as we move forward as a society. You know,
honestly, yeah. Especially here in the Philippines, I still think. It is not giving you the typical, you know, it brings people together kind of thing. Cause like, I'm not into that, but then I think Filipinos are such pageant fans and
fandom doesn't make it okay. It just makes it fandom.
But for example, like in countries, like in South American countries.
Yeah.
Pageantry is still a thing. Even here, it's still a thing. And here, pageantry winners like Pia, Catriona, yeah. Megan, myself have, you know, I guess, raised the standards of becoming a beauty queen. And we're not just beauty queens. Like, we're advocates, we're actresses. Megan's got into gaming.
And she's got but podcast.
Her and Mikael's the podcasting. Yeah. So parang it's, you can't, I keep on telling this to people and I don't know if pageant fans will hate me for this, but you can't be a beauty queen forever because there's a queen coming after you. Your reign is 1 year.
Yeah.
So when you reign, make sure you better do damn well that you do well for your reign. And that's what I did. When I was reigning.
Right.
5 years ago.
There's always these horror stories. I mean, we've had Pia on the show. We've had Megan. We've had quite a few come through. And there's always these horror stories regarding how cutthroat and how backstabby some of it is and how kind of cruel maybe the management or at least the organizers are. I mean, we hear it, right? A lot of that is chismes. I don't know how much of that is true. But... it's funny that we started. I didn't even introduce you on the show yet. Sorry, shit. I'll get to that in a sec. But I think there is...
But you know what? I understand because you're in the U.S. and pageants aren't a thing there. They see pageant girls as like, I don't know, parang wannabe, I don't know, pretty girls. I'm not sure how they see pageants there. But then here in the Philippines, it's still a very much respectable... thing.
I don't disagree with you that it's respectful. I'm okay with pageants. Listen, I'm okay with pageants. I just don't get how a beauty pageant can still be within the realm of okay, this is not objectifying women and all of that. And I don't want to get here and be preachy, right? Like, let's not do that because we're supposed to have fun and shit. But I'm just I know that fandom doesn't mean it's okay, but I'll be clear. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not one of those who are going to be like, oh, this is very wrong. I just don't understand sometimes how in the movement that we're trying to push, that it's still
different. Like in the US and in Europe, they see pageants differently than how we see it here in the Philippines. A lot of many respectable girls join pageantry here to get into something because it's still very much, I don't know, respected and
absolutely.
Like, beauty queens like Pia, Megan, Catriona, and myself gets. I don't know, but it's a
But okay, here real quick, and then we'll get out of this pageant talk, because that's not what I intended, right? But you know, Pia runs the world, right? It just feels like everything she touches is fucking like she runs the shit, right? And Catriona, who's just as achieved, for example, would take her. We make this competition between the winners too. Like we'll for some reason, Philippine society, we make you guys compete against each other. That must be kind of awkward. Now, listen, Kylie, you've carved yourself out a fucking fantastic career, right? And I think it's still, I don't want to say in its early stages, but I don't even think you've reached your peak. I think you're going to continue to crush.
I don't think I haven't yet.
Right. So I think you're going to have just this amazing, amazing career. And I think you're built for it and all of that stuff. And your movies, we'll talk about your movie actually coming out tomorrow, I believe, right? You have a movie coming out, if not, or is it tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow,
right. We even in Philippine society, as much as we love each of you individually, and we're so proud of you individually, and the, you know, the beauty pageants are like championship sports games, right? The whole country is going to watch. It's like a Pacquiao fight. We also still
basketball, boxing, and beauty pageants.
100%. But
are the Pinoy sports?
Absolutely. But do you hate that you guys then compete against each other after you win with you know, the countrymen? Or do you not feel that?
Personally, I haven't been, because I was the last Miss International from the Philippines.
Right.
So I get why they compare Pia and Catriona, because it's like 3 years apart and they're in the same pageant. And it's like the biggest pageant, one of the biggest pageants in
the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
So I don't like the fact that they compare the girls, because each one is different, and over time we also realize, oh, they're both different. So,
I get it. All right, please welcome on the show Kylie versus the podcast. Hey, Kylie, thanks for being here.
It's like that whole debate.
We have firing right out the gates here. Kylie, you got a movie coming out called My Husband, My Lover. As with many of the Viva films, they make a stop here on the show, and we promote, of course, Viva Max. I'm finally getting my Viva Max subscription.
Oh my gosh. I think Viva Max is now available in US Canada.
US and Canada. Just recently, right? I think maybe a week or two ago. So I'm really pumped up about this. But again, this podcast really caters to so many other countries. So I want to remind all of you guys that you can watch, for example, My Husband, My Lover, and just a bunch of other great Viva films, Viva Max, Philippines, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, Macau, Vietnam, Brunei, the Maldives. I mean, like, maybe if you're not on the beach and, you know, at night, shit's kind of dark. If you want to put that on, that's fine. Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, Europe, and now, of course, the US and Canada. Let's talk a little bit about your movie. And then, Kylie, what we do here on the show is, of course, we take calls from people who want to talk about their lives. And I don't know how you are as an advice giver. Do your friends kind of hit you up and go, hey, Kylie, I got a problem, man. Tell me about it. Like, are you a good advice giver?
Well, I have like a small circle of friends.
Yeah.
But then I guess, let's see. Yeah, but then, I mean, I have the same friends from college. So I usually go to them for advice because I don't know, they seem like they have it all together. Like they're married and everything. My friends are gonna not. They're married. They have babies.
Yeah.
So I go to them for advice.
Okay, because maybe they have a little bit more, I guess, that kind of experience.
But it's like in the industry advice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can handle it. All right. So let's talk a little bit.
And pageantry. Yeah, I got that.
Let's talk a little about this movie real quick before I take a call here. My Husband, My Lover. Another something I bring up on the radio a lot, that Pinoys love cheating movies. Like, why do we love cheating films so much? I saw the trailer to this. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I saw the trailer. Looks like a lot of cheating, Kylie. Why do you think Pinoys love these kinds of movies so much?
I think Pinoys love drama. Parang the heavier, the better. We love drama. We love the, oh my God, it's going to happen. But then, you know, contrary to popular belief, this movie isn't just like your typical cheating movie. Yes, it's an affair between her husband, her lover, And in between, her lover becomes her husband and her husband becomes her lover.
Yeah.
So she's kind of confused, but the twist is different. But you wouldn't even expect it. And that's what made me accept the project too, because I needed to accept the project. I needed to like the material before me accepting it, because it's quite a daring and how do I say this? It's quite a daring movie. Parang it's more on the sexy side. But right. I fell in love with the material. I love the cast. Plus, the director was really good, Mark Alejandre. And it's written by Ricky Lee.
Right, right, right. I mean, you're still together with Jake, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
When you do a sexy film, is there any kind of convincing that you have to do with him to just... Don't worry, don't watch it, don't be jealous, or he's really cool. I mean, he's a great actor himself. He's an artist, he understands, but...
He's an artist, he's such a great actor, so he really doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He asked me, do you want me to watch it? Siya pa yung nag-offer. Do you want me to watch it? Sabi ko, no, don't watch it na lang, please. ako pa yung tumatanggi, you know? But I'm really so glad he's so supportive, and I was worried because I saw the trailer, and it was quite on the sexier
steamy side.
So I told him, hey, baka don't watch the trailer na lang, maybe watch the movie. So
don't even watch
he
the
doesn't
trailer.
Mind, he still promotes it. Yeah, I was shocked, he's still promoting it, he's still posting our poster, ganyan, super supportive. So I'm really so lucky to have, you know, a boyfriend who understands what I'm going through.
When you do a daring film like this, I mean, what's the preparation like for scenes? Is it, do you talk to your, I obviously, there has to be some kind of choreography, I'm assuming, when it comes to bed scenes.
Yeah,
I never had one before.
Choreographed.
But, yeah.
Everything's choreographed. So no, actually it's funny. No move is unplanned. You can't, you have to make paalam. Can I touch you here? Can I touch you here?
Right.
Diba? And reading the script, okay, you're kind of nervous about it. But when you're in your character, then it's what your character wants. So you shouldn't be worried about it. You should be really completely relaxed, or else makita yan ng camera and then you'll just look really, really awkward. So
right.
You have to be completely relaxed and complete trust also in your co-actor and director.
Yeah.
So yeah, we talk beforehand. Okay, this we're gonna do, this what's gonna happen. I'm gonna come in here, you know.
Yeah.
It's really choreographed. Like it's not sexy at all sometimes. Parang, oh my gosh. Cut, you're in the middle of something, cut, and then switch position. You know, it's sometimes it's not sexy at all.
I've heard and I don't know if this is something that you are going to talk about or you're gonna confirm, or you just leave it kind of in the air for people to check out the movie, but I've heard that there's like a foursome in like a little bit of an orgy
there
scene.
There's no foursome in the movie.
There's none?
There's no foursome in the movie, but there's a scene where it's me, Marco, and Adrian.
Yeah.
You'll see it at the end of the trailer. Since it was shown in the trailer, I guess I can say it. But yeah, there is a scene like that.
Gotcha. All right, cool. All right, Kylie, let's take our first call. You ready to go?
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's talk to May. May's 24 years old, so she's a little younger, than you know all of us here on the show. She's from Marila, Bulacan, where I grew up. I'm a Bulacano, May, so it's nice to have you on the show. Hey, May, thanks for being here.
Hi, Mo. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, May.
Hi.
Now, May, is this your first time on the podcast?
Yeah, it's my first time. Medyo nervous.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to do fine. Most people who get on the show for the first time are pretty nervous. And I'm sure you listen to the show, so you know how it runs. Most people do a great job. So you have Kylie here. Her movie's coming out tomorrow. It's called My Husband, My Lover. It's on VivaMax.net. If you want to go ahead and subscribe, you can go there. If you have VivaMax subscription, you can kind of pick it up anywhere now, and it's kind of the hot thing. So I encourage you to do so. May, what do you want to talk about? Tell me a little bit about your backstory and what the problem is, question, and then we'll talk about it. What do you got?
Okay, so my story is ganito. So last week my boyfriend and I went out for a lunch.
Yeah.
So and then when we came home dito sa bahay namin, we realized na walang tao. So my boyfriend and I had some quickie. So after that, parang hindi kami na-satisfy. So
where'd you do it? Where'd you do it?
Sorry.
You do it in your room?
Living room.
That's the problem. When the fucking like, you know, you're like, oh shit, no one's home. Let's fuck here in the living room. Someone always comes home.
And then he went down on me, I went down on him. Then bigla kami nagulat kasi biglang umuwi yung mom ko tsaka yung brother ko. So
how old is your brother? Time out. How old is your brother?
My goodness.
He's 23.
Oof. Okay. All right.
But my brother is driving the car. So my mom just went inside alone. So siya lang. So pagpasok niya sa bahay namin, tumakbo ko agad sa taas. Tapos yung si boyfriend naman tumakbo sa CR. But the clothes are around the living room. Kalat-kalat and all that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
she didn't actually catch you guys in the act of like him going down on you or you going down on him. Like she didn't catch you guys butt ass.
I'm actually giving him blowjob that time.
She walked in on you blowing him?
Nakapaghiwalay naman kami. So tumakbo siya ng CR ng naked yung bottom niya. Tapos ako naman, yung top ko is wala.
No. Listen. Your mom walks in. Like she's physically has eyes on what? Is it him with his like bare ass running to the CR, or is he's on the couch getting a blowjob and then he gets up and runs? Like all of this matters. Okay, this hold on.
It matters what your mom sees.
Absolutely. Like as a parent, Kylie.
Or anyone sees.
As a parent. Well, but more especially your parents. What you don't want to walk in is this. You don't. There are some sexual positions as a parent you don't want to see. Like, fine. You know that your daughter's got a boyfriend. You know that your son's got a girlfriend. You know that your son's got a boyfriend. You know that your daughter's got a girlfriend. Whatever. But probably know they're having sex. Like, I mean, it would be pretty rare to find out that, you know, your kids, if they're in their early 20s, are not having sex. Like, that's kind of crazy talk, right? So what you don't want to, though, is catch them in certain positions. Like, if I ever walked in on my kids in missionary, I'm okay. I was missionary. Whew. Okay. I'm
in certain positions, I just wouldn't want to see my kids having sex, period. You know?
I know
they're having sex, but I wouldn't want, as a parent, I wouldn't want to see them having sex.
Kylie, of course. No parent
no
wants that.
No matter what position.
No. See, this is where I disagree. Okay. This thing. Of course I don't want to see my kids having sex. Of course. But if I was going to walk in on them and they were in the bed, you know, with a blanket over and they were in missionary, I would just be shocked. I'd be, you know, stop it, you know, all that stuff. If I walked in on them 69ing, it's a different mental. It's a different mental. It's a different effect. You get what I mean? So me.
Yeah, for sure.
When your mom walks in, what is she actually seeing mismo as the moment she sees you guys?
Yung mga damit na nakakalat. So
okay, so there's no sex.
Like 5 seconds. No. We had like 5 seconds lang para mag-poof, mag-mawala.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
So she saw yung brief, yung boxers, and yung top ko. So when she opened the lights, yan yung nakita niya. So after noon, we acted like tumatay lang si boyfriend and whatnot. So but you know, obviously hindi siya kapani-paniwala. So after that, my parents are canceling.
Bakit tumatay sa bahay ng girlfriend niya pero yung damit niya nasa living room?
Tapos yung damit nasa sala.
Bastos naman. Okay. Anyway, continue.
I know. So my parents are canceling my boyfriend. So my question is, how do we convince my parents to give the trust again to my boyfriend, considering that he has a child and they don't know it yet?
Oh, so okay. Well, that's a different issue altogether. But
Yeah, but I know that's two issues at the same time.
Yeah, those are two separate issues. I mean, you'd have to tackle one independently, if just so you don't shock your parents. Interesting. Kylie, any take on getting caught? I mean, you're 24, right, May? How old is your boyfriend?
24 also.
Or do you have a job?
Yep. We both have a job.
I mean, this is not catching your high school kid having sex and, you know, the horrors and all of that stuff that is, that's involved in kind of that reality. At 24, it's an easier sell, but nevertheless, I understand, you know, Pilipino tayo, 24 is still maybe a little too young for any parent, but it's an easier sell if you... Oh, Kylie, what if she brings her boyfriend around more often and just kind of make him... How long have you guys been together?
1 year and 2 months.
Has he ever been over the house for dinner, fiesta?
Has your parents ever met your boyfriend?
Yep, he's always here actually. And right now, di na siya pumupunta dito ulit.
Well, it's been a week.
Kasi, he said sorry naman sa parents ko, like nag-message. Tapos, yung parents
I think
na,
the ma, message, like, sinira daw, parang tuwala. It's not enough. Wouldn't be enough for your parents. It has to be like a face-to-face thing. Parang, you know, I'm really sorry, really love your girlfriend kind of thing. It really has, like, conversations like this, like apology, shouldn't be over text. Like, if I were a parent, I would appreciate an in-person
make hey, sure you know, he wears the same. Apology. Make sure he wears the same clothes as well. When
oh, what if ayaw siyang makita? Like, yun, kasi nga galit pa.
I'm with Kylie here that it doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what happens after. Take this first step first, right? Go there, apologize in person, because yes, that's what parents would want. Cross the bridge later on what they feel and how they react to that when, in fact, it's done. Right now, obviously, things are still hot. It's only been a week. Things are still kind of tense. Maybe in a couple of days to another week, have them come over, have them apologize. Have the both of you apologize and say, you know, it's really disrespectful for that to happen in your house. No matter how old, quote unquote, we are and how involved we are and, you know, this is a relationship and all that stuff, it is more... I'm not sorry. I don't want you to say I'm not sorry for the sex. I'm sorry that we did this in your house. Mm-hmm. I think is probably the way I would go. Because it opens the door for them to go to start accepting. Yes, our kids are 24 years old. They're going to be having sex. Just fucking don't do it in my living room. Because that's disgusting. That's the angle that I'm apologizing for. Not for the sex. Kylie, how do you feel about that?
The question is this... So your mom, pero may gusto, like, do you wanna admit, like, do you wanna say sorry for doing this in your house?
Yep, actually, inadmit naman namin siya, kaso via chat nga.
Okay.
Personal.
Yeah, but what my point is, Kylie, no, you don't say sorry for the sex. You say sorry for where it occurred.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing to do. Both of you, but parang mas ma-appreciate nila yung guy coming over and then apologizing and then I don't know, let him bring something over, a gift or something.
There's no gift in the world that's gonna make me be okay. But if I get your point though, I get your point. I mean, you wanna do some kind of token or do something, but at the same time, as a parent, like, there's no fucking gift in the world that you can bring over. Now your dad knows about it, like your mom told your dad. Your mom told your dad about it.
Yeah, my dad is an OFW actually, and then go uuwi siya sa December, so kinakabahan talaga kami.
Okay, all right, let's just apologize for where it occurred, honestly. And in the end, I mean, May, as you get a little older and you are employed, when you start thinking about maybe flirting with the idea of getting your own place or getting a place with him, I know you guys have been together a year and a half and stuff like that, but you know, it's just a lot easier to carry a relationship at your age when you're not at the house and not having to do this. Because every time now that he comes over, maybe they're watching you guys, like a bunch of teenagers are watching you guys, or kind of worrying, and you can no longer be in the room anymore and close the door. Everything has to be out in the open. It's gonna be very awkward. I would actually kind of think about maybe getting your own place a little bit, you know, in a short amount of time, like in the next couple of months.
And that's why a lot of people want to move out. That's such a young age. Because in the States, it's like 18, you're out. Here, it's like, you know, 21, 25, 24.
You know?
Yeah.
It's until you get married.
You get married.
Right, right. You're out until you get married. So, anyway, May, that's what I would do. Now, regarding the kid and all of that stuff, I would still consider this a relatively newish relationship. It's a very COVID-y relationship if you're telling me that you've been together for a year and a half. So until you guys really start to mature and you're a little bit more sure about him and what you guys have, that's when I'll start introducing conversations regarding his child. Right now, you got to deal with a sex problem, or at least getting caught having sex problem. And then we'll just kind of cross that kid bridge as you guys kind of mature as a relationship. Okay.
So kailan po siya dapat personally pumunta? Like, hintayin ba namin yung father kong makauwi? Or like, ngayon na ba dapat? Or papalipasin
okay,
na siya?
Okay, the right thing to do is wait for him. What I would do is try to get it over with as soon as possible, preferably with not him there, bilang boyfriend, bilang bad boyfriend in the past. I would like try to get this done as soon as possible with mom only, you know? But the right thing to do is, I guess, when he's there as well. But that's a hard thing to do.
No, but I think... since wala pa si daddy, get it through mommy first. So mommy will make bate with daddy, and then, you know, she'll tell your dad, oh, it's okay, nag-okay na kami. You know, get through mom first and then dad.
Another good point, Kylie, to jump on your point, which I think is right, is when you don't want dad and mom to have the same first horror reaction when they see him. Maybe if mom sees your boyfriend 3 or 4 more times before dad comes over, she's already kind of calmed down, so that when dad walks in and he's fuming about everything, he can kind of jump off the energy of mom, which is, ah, okay naman pala si nanay. Sige, maybe I shouldn't be so angry. If your boyfriend shows his face for the first time when the both of them are there, that's the first time your mom is seeing him, she's still kind of then, oh, this is my chance to take it out on him and lecture him, and it just makes it a little bit more difficult. I think if you kind of butter her up so when dad comes for the first time, it's a little bit easier to deal with, because maybe he can jump off mom's energy. Okay?
Okay, so are gifts necessary?
Are the gifts necessary?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Christmas time. It's a good excuse. It doesn't look like a sorry gift. It looks like a Yuletide gift, a holiday gift. So yes, I think Kylie's right. Bring a gift, but you can also mask it as both a sorry gift and at the same time a Christmas gift. And it better be fucking nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Better be fucking amazing.
Okay. Hindi ba siya ika-cancel lalo if nalaman na may child?
Again.
I don't think it's the right time to bring it up.
Yeah, again. An issue not for now, honestly. You're making it harder on yourself if you wanna kung ipapatong mo lang yung that issue with the one you have right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you.
All right. No more blowjobs at home, love. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Mo.
Yeah. No
Thank
worries.
You.
Bye.
Thank you, May.
Kylie, tell me if this is too personal, but did your parents ever have the sex talk with you?
I think once or twice. I remember I was like a teenager and I was asking my dad, how do babies, you know, the typical question, how do babies, like, is it magic or something? You know, not teenager, maybe younger.
Maybe a little younger,
How do babies, how do they come into the, like, a mother's womb? Like, how? Yeah.
And he broke it down. He broke it down for you?
Yes,
but did you ever have the sex talk when you had the boyfriend? Like your first boyfriend? I don't know how old you were when you were first boyfriend, but did they give you the, okay, now that you have a boyfriend, here's what
parang hindi. But they just told me, don't play around with sex.
What does that mean?
But like, not go into specifics.
Yeah.
What about you?
Never.
Did you ever have the...
Never. My dad was pretty profane, right? Like, my dad said a lot of bad words. And hence, like, if you see that I say bad words and my sisters say bad words and stuff, but we never talked about sex. But if any kind of sexual was kind of on television or whatever, he'll kind of be a little vulgar. Like, Madonna's song, Like a Virgin, came out, right? And I was a child, man. I was probably fucking maybe a little past kindergarten. And I remember asking my dad, what's a virgin? Because, you know, like a virgin, hey, you know that song, right? And I was like, well, what does that mean? He's like, oh, that's people who haven't been fucked yet. And I'm like, wow. I mean, of course he said it in Tagalog, right? But that was, wow. I was like, huh? I don't even know what that means, but I knew it was bad. And then after that, never talked about it. Never talked, never once. I learned in school and from my friends in the playground and
yeah, I learned
movies.
It from my friends too. Like from a girlfriend at like a young age.
Yeah. Well, it's and I don't, again, I have kids. Yeah, Kylie. I don't know how I'm going to even remotely start this conversation because I didn't grow up experiencing it myself. And you know, Philippine culture, right? You know, your parents are not going to talk to you about it. Like you said, your parents said just don't play around with sex, but never really kind of gave you the dangers maybe of it or why you shouldn't, or if they went with the religious aspect or if they went with either the religious angle or the buntis angle or the reputation angle. Like there's all of these.
Yes, that would be like one of the most difficult things if you're a parent. But how do I begin to explain or how do I begin to accept even?
Yeah.
My daughter, you know.
Do you have brothers?
Having sex. I have three brothers and one sister.
Okay,
my younger sister is married and with a kid. So my parents have been through it all. And I'm like the saint.
Did your brothers ever kind of bring it up? Because they're boys, you know, boys will be boys sometimes, especially.
My brothers are like the nicest people on the planet. They're twins and they're like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Then I have like a 16-year-old brother.
So are you telling them not to watch the trailer as well? Just like Jake?
I told them. I actually called one of them yesterday because they take care of a bunch of kids, some scholar thing. It's like, hey, do you want to watch my movie? And they were like, what? You're really going to make us watch your movie? I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. I really forgot. I've been like so busy promoting this. I really forgot. Oh, the family aspect, I guess. I can't count on my family for this, you know?
Right. Yeah. Funny. Let's take a break
here. No, they're not going to watch the film. I told them not to.
Yeah. We'll take a break here, Kylie. When we come back, again, let's talk a little bit more about the movie, and we'll take one last call, and then we'll kind of wrap it up here today. But don't forget, Viva Max subscriptions. Go get them, because you can watch a ton of movies, not just My Husband, My Lover. Which
kind of I have here, another movie on it too. It's called The Housemaid.
Yeah, Housemaid, right. That was kind of your first big one, right? I mean, you've been in a lot of movies.
Title role. And it's also out on Google Play. It's the number one Pinoy film on Google Play
right now. No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that too. I don't mind talking about both movies. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Kylie here. And of course, one more question from one of our listeners. You're listening to Good Times and World, the podcast, year 10, episode 166 for this year. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times from All the Podcast. Year 10, episode 166. Kylie Versosa is here. Kylie, your Instagram, is that your kind of social media of choice? Or do you do the TikTok as well? Or do you do the Twitter? What's the Twitter?
Kind
of, yeah, the Twitter machine.
The Twitter is so...
Where do people most interact with you in terms of social media?
I'm on Instagram more. Facebook. I don't really do Facebook, but surprisingly, a lot of people follow me there too. Because it's just linked to my Instagram. TikTok, yeah, I just do it for fun. Like at 1 a.m. and then I post like the most random.
But are you my social media? Because I mean, I've seen your account.
I am a social media. But I just post whatever I feel. I'm not the curated type You know, but I just get up and what am I going to post today?
Right.
I feel like people need to see this, you know, I feel like, oh, but this is a good, like usually after a run, I'm like, okay, I think this is a good post today, you know?
What would it feel like getting your first million followers? You're closing in on 4 million Instagram followers. I remember when I got my first million, my 1 millionth, say, Twitter follower, God, you know, there's just this achievement as if like you just won some fucking award, right? And then as you close in on 4, is every million a little bit of a achievement highlight kind of inside?
Honestly, at one and two I stopped celebrating. But honestly, I really want to celebrate kahit every 100,000. But oh my God, thank you. But I don't want to show my fans, oh my God, she really, you know. But like, my fans celebrated for me na lang. Yeah. Parang every point, every 0.6, 0.7. So I allowed them to celebrate it for me. But then my first million, I think it was, like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was funny. I was at a UN talk. And they got me for this like, oh my God, it felt like years ago. But such a respectable thing to buy UN
talk.
Yeah,
right. It's up there with, that even beats TED talk. UN talk is like,
it's like the talk of all talks. They got me to talk for battle mental health and presented my organization. And then, it reached a million. We celebrated in the car lang. But I want to celebrate for him.
Yeah, you should. You're right around the corner. You'll probably get it maybe at least at your pace, especially with this movie coming out. And, you know, you had your Housemaid movie come out. God, I wouldn't be surprised if you hit 4 million by the end of the year. And we're just weeks away before the end of the year ends. How when you get into the millions, though, now you're talking every photo's got thousands of comments. But you probably get DM'd. I don't know if you even allow DMs, but you probably get a shitload of that too. How much of the stuff do you actually read? Because it's hard. It's hard to keep up when you're in the millions now, no?
Yeah, actually I get a lot of DMs, but I make sure like every night I check, if I do remember, like when I'm not doing anything, I check just random messages and I reply to fans. Reply to my fans. But my friend said, you're so nice because you interact with your fans. I'm like, yeah, I find... Naaliw ako sa kanila. So I really interact with them. Or especially when they make a nice post or when they make artwork. I make sure they're posted. But then I send them a heart. Small things like that.
Oh, cool.
Appreciative
kind of quick little, whether it's an emoji
and then they appreciate so much and then they comment on every post, ganyan. And then they promote your movie more. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. cute lang. Because I'm a fan as well. If someone did that to me, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I love you so much.
Being an actress, something you've always wanted to do? Or was it beauty queen first, pageantry first, and then it opened a door to be an actress? Or it's always, I wanted to be an actress. This is one of the paths I'm going to take to get there.
Okay, to be honest, I never really wanted to be a beauty queen because I came from Ateneo and my friends are, you know, and I graduated from business management and my family also, you know, why don't you use your degree, ganyan, ganyan. But my family is super supportive. So it was never really a dream of mine, but especially when I joined my first Bini Bini Pilipinas and then I lost then. And I was like, you know, I have to win this. I really, really, really have to win this. So there. And then I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I really enjoyed it and worked hard for it. Whatever I did in school, I applied in pageantry.
But the acting bug, where does that come from? Yeah, where does that come from?
Funny, because it was always like a hidden dream of mine. But people kept on telling me, you're too tall. You're masyadong matangkad for TV. They're not going to pair you with anyone. Because I'm quite tall. I'm 5'8". But no one's going to pair you with anyone. So, okay. Sige, mag-model na lang ako. So,
I mean, I think people are taller these days anyway. So I'm sure you'll find a lot of people that you can pair with fine. And
now, but like so many years ago, I don't know. I guess it was different. And I didn't know how to speak Tagalog then.
No shit.
Like my Tagalog was so bad.
Wait, but you grew up in Baguio, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I grew up in Baguio, but then my family didn't really, you know, speak Tagalog at home. So recently lang ako, you know, I got better in Tagalog. Even people were shocked in the housemaid. They were like, how will you play a maid? Your Tagalog's not even good. I'm like, wait, promise. you know, my Tagalog. So I even had to convince my friends. I'm like, Penny, how are you going to play a maid?
Yeah.
You don't even know how to speak good Tagalog. So I'm like, wait, wait, promise, watch the movie.
Right.
I'm okay. I can speak. Even Jake was like, you better watch your accent. What accent, diba?
So wait, when you get the role for the housemaid and you're like, there's probably not a lot of 5'9" beauty queen housemaids here. How do you look at the material and go, yeah, this is for me? When, I mean, physically, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. Physically, not a lot of maids look like you. How do you go, oh shit, this is gonna be a fucking challenge because I gotta make this believable?
You know, the Korean version also, because it,
Yeah,
it's a Pinoy version. There's a Korean version that won in Cannes.
Yeah.
That alone, being in the Cannes Film Festival, I was like, okay, I really like this material. The supporting actress won. It was an official entry. Okay, I like the material right away. And the Korean lead, she wasn't like, she was pretty, you know, she was pretty. So I was like, pwede. I mean, I could play her too, you know?
Right, but
I didn't really think my height would be such a hindrance, ganyan. But like, with all the people on set, ako yung pinakamatangkad, ganyan. So, okay, I really feel it. Because I really don't see myself as like a tall girl.
Yeah. But,
you know.
What do you mean by that? You've always... When you're 5'8", 5'9", as a girl, of course, again, in the Philippines, how do you not feel that you're tall? I mean, I'm 5'5". I mean, standing next to you, imagine, like, I'm tiny. But at the same time, I'm the average height. Like, could you date a short guy?
I think I got used to it. But when I was younger, I really even prayed, like, Lord, sana, because I couldn't get along with my friends. My friends are all this short that I have to, like, bend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I couldn't hear them.
Well.
So that she prays, Sana, Lord, I'm shorter.
Housemaid is number one movie, as you said, on Google Play. Congratulations. I didn't know that, so we might as well
it's the number one Pinoy film.
Pinoy film, right, in Google Play. Right, sorry. And congratulations, though, nevertheless. I mean, that's still a pretty sizable achievement. Also, I mean, the poster for Housemaid, I saw that. Have not gotten a chance to check it out. As soon as my subscription comes in, I'm fire away. I'm gonna watch it. But... It's you, right? It's just you. It's all you, right? I mean, who else is in this movie? Is it Albert Martinez yet that is in this movie? Is he or something? Or who's in this movie, right?
Martinez, Jacqueline Jose.
Okay. So you're talking about titans in the industry.
My God.
Right? Titans in the industry.
Titans, talaga.
Not that billing, and I don't know if billing means anything to you like other artists, but it's their names are kind of small on the bottom there, and it's this big Kylie versus you. You're the only one in the. You're the only one in the poster. Everyone else is just kind of really, they play support, very very support. And is that very difficult for you to carry? Your very first big film is also one. It's just all about you. That must be terrifying.
I was so fucking nervous, like so nervous. Parang I did everything I could to promote that film, and the weight was heavier, and that's why I did more work for the film, because it was just me. But then I was so grateful naman to have sina Kuya Albert, Jacqueline Jose. But then the promo, like the it was just me promoting it, so high risk, high reward.
I mean, the rewards are there. I mean, I've...
But I was so nervous. And The Housemaid was actually one of the last movies Viva was going to produce for a theatrical release before the pandemic came in. So it was really meant for movies. It actually showed in Dubai. So parang people were sending me screenshots of them lining up or everything I was missing out and everything I wanted in the movie. Parang, the OFW community rented like three movie houses.
Oh, nice.
I wish I was there. And here I was at home watching it, you know, with my friend, of course, but still it's different. It's really different. Sana in the future goes back to normal.
Has the pandemic been good to you? I mean, I know it's been rough for everybody, yeah. right? That's kind of obvious, but did you find things that kept you, like, I mean, did you enhance skills? Did you find happiness in it?
It's so funny. At the beginning of the pandemic, you're like, it's the time to, you know, learn new skills. Ganyan.
Speak Tagalog. Learn how to speak Tagalog.
Learn how to speak Tagalog. I did acting workshops, but kasi naman kailangan.
Yeah.
But the pandemic did me well. I shot a few movies and films. Actually, it did me well. It did me well.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Well, let's talk about this movie again. My Husband, My Lover comes out tomorrow on Viva Max. A good friend of mine, Adrian Alandi's there. Adrian, I call him Luis, obviously, because we know him from that.
I know. It's kind of changed his name, though.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward to call him.
Pinalitan yung name mo. Sabi niya, it's a thing when you turn 40. Okay.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I guess, like, you know, Billy Crawford used to be called Billy Joe. And when you remove the Joe. He was Billy Joe forever. And then medyo tumanda na konti, tinanggal ning Joe, and I refuse to call him anything but Billy Joe. And with Adrian, with Luis, and I love him, man. He is such a good dude.
He's such a nice guy.
And he's married, so when you're doing a scene, a daring scene with, let's call him Adrian because that's what he wants. When you do a daring scene with Adrian, you know how I was saying, like, you had to sell a certain scene to your boyfriend, Jake? Do you also ever reach out to these people's girlfriends or wives and like, hey, you know, just want to say that it's going to be professional.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about me.
I super love my boyfriend. Do you have to do that?
No, I don't. Okay. Pero, because it's just work. I mean, I have no feelings. Like, maybe on the screen there is, but I have no feelings when doing things like that. And it's funny because Adrian and I, our love scenes were done in the first days, and we didn't know each other. Like, wouldn't talk. Like, he really wouldn't talk. And I would be here, you know, trying to make the small talk. Ganyan. Oh, so, I know, what is your latest, not latest thing, but like, oh, have you worked with this director? Ganyan, trying to make small talk with him. And he would just give me like, yeah, no, yeah, I worked with that. You know, like, really not giving me much. And here I am trying to build like connection, chemistry, because I'm kind of nervous.
Right.
He's probably done this like so many times before. And then,
He's quiet.
It's funny because we have the same birthday, Feb 7, but like years apart.
Yeah.
But like, we would do the scenes, like these love scenes, ganyan, kunwari we're like husband, wife, and everything, steamy affair, but like not know each other. And then we do the scene, and then maghiwalay kami, and then we wouldn't talk. He wouldn't go to me. I wouldn't talk. I would go back to my makeup artist and like just be there. It's like for 2 days. And those were all the love scenes are past. So we wouldn't talk to each other. So what do you say in the trailer? Like, it's two people who don't know each other doing a scene na kunwari we're in love.
Right.
But then on the third day, he started to open up.
Yeah.
Parang he started, you know, siguro he was thinking, okay, this girl is safe. She won't do anything. She's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I was thinking, maybe he thinks I'm like the typical beauty queen. He thinks that I'm snooty, ganyan, mayaba, arte.
It's weird how the director would do. I mean, I know Mac's a great, great director, but, and honestly, he probably could care less about your feelings for each other, and he wants you guys to be professional, right?
No, but he's like, as long as the scene is good.
Yeah, good. Like, I don't give a fuck about you guys not getting along. You'd think that you probably would put that stuff maybe towards the end, where it's just a little bit more natural, a little bit more chemistry's built. I mean, I remember the last movie I did, I was supposed to kill, I think I killed Megan Young. We were talking about Megan earlier. So, the first scene on the first day of the shoot is I'm in some kind of insane asylum, like hospital, and I'm like, can I warm up first? Can I like kill maybe 3 people? Like, do I really have to be already the crazy person? Can't I just build a little chemistry, get into a nice little rhythm? No, but you know, they don't care about that, so it's kind of awkward that, you know, by the way, Adrian, this is, well, his name's Luis, but he wants to be called Adrian. And then Kylie, you guys say hi, hello. Okay, we need you guys to get on the bed now.
The scene is you're gonna do it on top of the table, huh? Like at 8 a.m. What? Okay. Or sometimes after lunch, yung busog na busog kami.
Yeah.
Diba? Like we have stomachs and everything. And then, okay, next is the love scene. The one on the floor, ganyan.
Right.
Diba? Sometimes they just shock us. But I would rather have that than being cold on the dramatic scenes. So yeah, parang yeah. These are warm-up for the big drama
the heavy
scenes.
Stuff, right.
Because yeah, this one, it's just the physicality of the love scene or two people.
Yeah. But the heavy acting might come also later, right? When it comes actually when the emotional stuff.
I prefer
stuff.
To warm up for the heavy acting yeah. rather than the... It's easy lang. Yeah. Parang it's just the physical thing.
Right. We have, of course, Kylie Versosa is here on the podcast tonight. Let's take one more call, Kylie, and then we'll wrap it up here. We're going to talk to Jane. Jane is also pretty young. She's 25 years old. She's in Muntinlupa. Hey, Jane, thanks for holding while we talked about awkward love scenes. Appreciate it. How can I help you?
Hi, Mo. Hi, Kylie.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for the small talk. See, that's way more than Adrian gave Kylie. No, I love this guy. I hope he doesn't listen to the show. I'm like, hey, man, what a dick. No, you know I love you. And we DM'd, I haven't DM'd on Instagram in a while, but the last DM that Adrian and I had was a very emotional one. You know, it was really... Oh, hold on, I'm going to put... Hold on, Jane. I'm going to put you on hold for another 5 minutes.
Sure.
I'm not going to give it all because he's going to be like,
he's going to bring it up.
This is too personal, right? But out of the blue, he sends me a DM and he's like, hey, you know, I was just thinking about just kind of life in general and just... We did this whole back and forth of how much we meant to each other as friends. Now, we're not the best of friends. We're not in a barcada. But we were close enough and we started almost ish at the same time. And I remember the very first day he started. And sorry, I'm talking about your co-star here too much. But it is, we've been friends. We've been friends for a long time. And the most recent message we had was really, really out of the couple, maybe 2 years ago. And we haven't talked in 7 years. And it became this kind of bro love fest. And then I haven't spoken to him since. So when you see him, as you promote this, please tell him, not only do I miss him, but I love him immensely. Love him.
Aww. Yeah.
Immensely. I will. Love him. Please do. And then don't tell him to listen to this because, you know, making fun of him a little bit. I don't want him to feel bad.
Yeah, but he's such a nice guy. He's
incredibly, nice guy. Incredibly friendly guy. All right. Sorry, Jane, back to you and your trauma or drama, whatever it is. What do you got?
Okay. Hi again. Okay, the reason why I joined in this show is because I really don't know what to do at this point.
Uh-huh.
So it started when I ended my 10-year relationship with my ex-husband. But currently, okay naman na po kami, co-parenting with the kid. Yeah. We both have a separate relationship na din naman. And God, to cut the story
I hate to cut you off. What the fuck, man? 10-year relationship with a husband? You're 20... What is it? 24?
Five? Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
What are you doing? I'm not here to like change your... obviously, it's in the past. And I want to like hit you up. But come on. Really? Married?
Yes. My mom really wanted us to get married at that point when I got pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we know that. We know that life. Right. Okay. Anyway, continue.
Okay, to cut the story short, the reason why we broke up is because parang sobrang toxic na ng relasyon namin. And buhay binata pa siya, even now.
Mm, shocking.
Yes, and then I met this guy at work.
Yeah.
Lahat ng hindi pinaramdam sa akin ng ex-husband ko is pinaramdam sa akin ng guy na to.
Yes.
Lahat ng effort and actually pagiging babae is first time ko maramdaman dito sa guy na currently na nakatrabaho ko.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ayun po. So he courted me persistent na effort, lahat talaga. As in, hindi ko na ma-explain yung feeling. Mm-hmm. Kasi I'm currently working at a call center.
Okay.
Okay, and then ayun po. So naging kami po, tapos sa first stage, sobrang solid ng relasyon namin. That's why we decided to live in po.
meron din po kasi siyang past. So meron din siyang anak, ex-girlfriend, hindi sila kasal.
Yeah.
And nagko-co-parent din sila doon sa ex-girlfriend niya. I don't know. Pero yung reason ko po kasi talaga is parang sa sobrang bilis ng pangyayari ngayon, sa sobrang bilis ng pangyayari ng relasyon namin, we start, parang ngayon po kasi sobrang hindi ko maintindihan. Actually 1 year na po kami.
Yeah, yeah.
Ngayon lang po kasi nag-ingay yung ex niya. After a year, ngayon lang nag-ingay yung ex niya.
And what does
talking
that mean?
Talking shit about me on social media.
Okay.
And then, he ended the things with me kasi ang sabi niya na we needed space.
Mm-hmm.
We needed space and kasi wala na po kami, wala na siyang respect, nawawala na siya ng respeto sa akin. Parang sobrang, yung mga panalita wordings po niya, lahat na. Sinasabi niya sa akin. So,
did he say why? I mean, because your story is saying that his ex-girlfriend's talking shit, but why is he losing respect for you? Are you reacting to it in a way that is kind of bit of a shocking, I don't know, is he shocked by the way you're
so kaya po ganun kasi nung nag-live in kasi kami, para kasing sobrang paranoid ko po kasi siguro dahil may trust issue po kasi talaga ako.
Yeah.
Trust issue lalo na sa ex kaya kasi nga po ito na pa ikukantahan kung bakit talaga kami ngayon nagkakaroon ng gantong issue is because habang sabi niya dun sa space, habang gusto niya ng space, may nag-send ng screenshot po kasi sa akin na magkayakap sila ng ex niya.
Okay.
So nanahimik po ako for 3 weeks kasi sabi niya we needed space. So nanahimik ako. I respected his na gusto niya ng space, ganyan. Pero kinonfront ko po siya about that. So nag-confront po kami na sabi ko kaya sabi ko na parang kung gusto mong makapagbalikan sa kanya, it is okay. Wala akong karapatan na sirain yung meron kayong dalawa. Pero sana naman hindi mo ako binigyan ng hope na magiging okay tayo. Kasi ang reason niya na makapaghiwalay sa akin, it's because toxic na kami and we needed space.
But was he asking you back though? I mean...
Yes.
Okay.
After 3 weeks, parang hindi po kami nag-uusap nun. Pero lahat ng friends ko binulabog niya, even my sister, even my mom, lahat po, para lang mapansin ko siya ulit.
Okay, quick question, Jane. The photo that you saw, I mean, how do you know that's a recent photo? I mean, they were together, right? So...
It is a story from Facebook.
Okay. And who sent it to you?
Common friends po nung ex niya.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what's the problem?
Okay. So magkayaka po sila.
Yeah.
Okay, yun po yung parang doon ako So dito pala nang gagaling yung breakup niya. Kasi parang ang sa akin kasi, kung makikipag-break ka sa akin, tell me yung totoo. Kasi I deserve ko naman malaman yung totoo. Pero tas kinukort pa niya ako, I mean, sinusuyo pa niya ako nung nangyayari yung time na yon na magkayakap sila ng ex niya.
Yeah.
So hindi ko maintindihan. So nung na-confront po kami, ang reasoning niya noon is wala daw siyang tulog and hindi niya alam na nag-mighty yung girl ng ganun na magkayakap sila.
So they were in bed?
Alam yun.
Were they in bed?
Sorry?
Were they in bed?
Yes.
The photo was them in bed. Okay. Clothing on?
I'm sorry?
Were they wearing clothes?
Yeah, okay. Wearing clothes.
Okay. I don't know, maybe it's one of those.
Andun po yung anak. So parang...
Okay.
Ang reasoning sa akin is parang inaasar lang daw ako ng girl. Yes, tapos parang pagod na pagod lang daw siya that time kasi wala siyang tulog.
Sure. Okay. So what's the question here, Jane?
And kasi po nga actually okay na po kami ulit. Pero ito po kasi talaga yung pinaka gusto kong malaman. What is his true intentions are? Parang kapag ako nagle-let go, siya naman po yung tipong pilit ng pilit pumasok ulit sa buhay ko. Hindi ko na maintindihan kasi magka-work po kami.
Okay, so Jane, real quick, what is your status right now with this guy? Like, what's the official status? Cool off, break, together, friends
together.
With benefits. So you are an exclusive couple right now. He is your boyfriend and he knows you are his girlfriend.
Yes.
What's the question?
And the question ko po kasi kung tama po bang kami pa kami pa ngayon. Tama,
how many boyfriends, how many boyfriends have you had, Jane? So you came from your ex-husband. So how many relationships is probably the better way to say it? How many relationships have you been in? Serious.
Actually, this is my second relationship. My ex-husband was my first relationship. Yeah.
Remember earlier when you said the very first reason why you said you liked this guy? Because you felt like a woman. You felt like you were being... I forgot what the words you used, but it came off as this is the first time someone, a guy, did the proper thing, which has made you feel good about yourself, made you feel good about being a woman, made you kind of fall in love with him. He was either courting you in a maybe romantic way or whatever. It sounded like you were experiencing what so many people experience when they find somebody and fall in love and all of that shit, right? And now, and that was when you first got back together with him. Now we cut to this shit that you have going on right now, and he's lost all respect for you. He's this, that. And you've made the same fucking decision to be a part of his life and to have him a part of your life on completely different terms. Like, you fucking sold us that this guy's like this gentleman and this brand new, oh my God, this is what everybody's talking about. So you accepted him. Pagkatapos, putang ina, now he's treating like shit and you're accepting him. You tell me why you're here. I'm not gonna tell you why you're here.
Ayun nga po, kasi sobrang ano niya, kulit.
Wow, if that's all it took, then I could have gotten every girl I wanted to at 25 if that's all it takes to be makulit. Shit, I had endless makulit energy. That's not a good reason, Jane. Kylie, your thoughts. Sorry, I've been hogging this one.
I feel like he only likes you. He's running back because when he feels na parang nawawala ka na, then he's gonna run back. But it's not, he sounds like a toxic guy. Yeah. Oh. Diba?
Yeah.
He sounds like a guy, not a man, like a guy.
You know, I love that line. That's a great line. Put that on a shirt. He sounds like a man. He sounds like a guy, but not a man. I don't think we haven't heard a phrase like that here on the show in all the years. I think we can borrow that one. I think we can borrow that one. That's a really good one, Kylie.
Oh, okay.
And it hits home, I think, here in this situation, Jane. You were swayed, but it doesn't mean you have to stay.
Yes.
And if you're not getting what you got in the beginning that excited you about him, you leave, especially at your age, because you don't want to make another long-term commitment with a bad guy. You've already gave up a lot of your early youth and a lot of your early adult life and your late youth life to this guy who fucked you over. Why continue to make that mistake as you turn into kind of, you know, as you get into that first quarter?
Yeah.
At 26, 27, you can find the guy who's going to give you the same thing and even more.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah. So I don't like him. I don't like the relationship. I think what you've lost, what you thought was really good about him, not that it's your fault. It could have been completely his fault, likely his fault, but it's gone. Why stay?
Yeah. Even my friends and family are saying that reason.
Yeah. And us as strangers. I mean, we don't know you. We'll never meet you.
Yeah.
Telling you the same thing also. So when you get it from all sides, when you get it from people close to you and people who honestly will forget about you tomorrow, I'm telling you right now, there's a truth to what's going on. The world is telling you something. You know?
Yeah. So I think I need to end it, right?
Oh, yeah. are you guys living together?
Yeah, find the right time. But give it one last and then make sure that's your last. You know?
Yeah. But that one last, I mean, if you don't want to break up because it's Christmas time, that's really shitty time, or I don't know, if you want to find a reason, I would prefer you to do it as soon
as... they're okay now. So it'd be weird. Okay, break na tayo. Or...
I don't care. I don't care. But that's me, Kylie. I mean, obviously we have different opinions, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want you to waste another day. I think you gave too much to that last guy 10 years, and I know they're two separate relationships. They're not very related, but I think when I'm only concentrating on your life and how much time you've given bad relationships, I'd like you to kind of dispatch bad relationships as soon as you smell them, because you've had enough of that. You've had enough bad relationships for most people have in a lifetime. 10 years, oof, that's a lot of time you've given one. I don't want you to spend another day with this dude.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
That's just my take.
Okay. I agree.
Yep. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Yep. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, poor girl, right? Fuck. In that sense that we're like, this used to be have the time of your life. You're 25 years old.
No, and they both have kids. I think everyone has kids involved.
Yeah.
Wait, how many kids do you have?
Well, I've one from a previous relationship, and I have a daughter with my wife. Her son, who, and I, you guys know this from listening to the show, I hate saying her son and not my son, you know, because it's her son, and that kind of technically. Yeah. So it's a, you know, when you ask me how many you have, I'll say three. That's going to be my answer. And if people kind of use any other phrase that makes him not like the others, then I get it really not offended, because you guys, you know, people don't mean it in that way, but I get very defensive. So and I honestly wholeheartedly love him equally as I do my two kids. So not to get all dramatic and shit, but it's just it's a weird, it's not a weird question because it's a normal question. Like, hey, how old are you? It's totally small talky, but I make sure to never say the number two. It's never two for me. It's three. And
I love it.
Yeah, he's absolutely a part of and nothing less, you know, in that sense. You want to have kids? I know you said it a couple times, you know, all that stuff, but is that something that is going to happen quite a bit later because of how the skyrocketing career?
Maybe I want kids.
Yeah.
Probably one or two, but maybe in like, I don't know how many years.
How long have you been together with Jake now?
We're going three.
Oh, wow. Really? It seems kind of longer than that. No.
No, it's pandemic was two. So that was quite difficult. But then, ongoing three this December.
Better than ever, or you've had your share of
we've had our shares or ups and downs, but we're good.
It's funny because I'm not friends with Jake, but for some reason we follow each other on social media, and he'll message me, just kind of, I don't know, if he finds something funny, he'll just go like, "Yo, that's really funny, bro," and I'm like, "Bro,
he's a nice guy.
I don't even know this dude.
A nice guy. Yeah." He puts this facade that he's cool, he's maangas, he's like this bad boy, but really he's...
No, he seems like it. That's the thing. You know, the problem with
Jake
is
he's super nice. He's a super nice guy.
He's got resting bitch face.
His vibe, his aura is like...
I don't know if it's even his... I think it's just his face. He just looks mad all the time. So that's what it is. But then if you actually talk to him, and again, we're not friends, but I have spoken to him maybe. I think I've spoken to him. And again, we follow each other on social media, oddly enough. And I think I saw him follow me and was like, ooh, Jake Blackham follows me. I'm going to follow him back. And then we ended up just like, you know, every now and then we'll have this kind of weird exchange. But, you know, comments, like nothing, no Adrian Alandi, like, hey, love you, bro, thing.
Yeah.
But we'll have a couple, you know, we'll exchange a couple of messages and stuff like that. But again, we're fucking not friends at all. And... When I first had my first interaction, I'm like, dude, this guy's a cool guy.
But he is.
The entire time I look at his face and I'm like, whew, kind of looks like a dick. And unfortunately, you know, he probably gets that from people, you know, unwarranted.
Gets that a lot from people. So that's why also he's cast as like the contra vida roles and everything. But he's such a great actor. Right now he's playing
incredible
this Paul Moreno politician. Guy, so
you talk about politics openly?
No, not really.
Why not? I'm not gonna ask you, but I'm saying, why don't you? Is it because of
well, because I want to gather all the information before I speak about something.
Yeah. But people ask you a lot?
No, not really. Also, I'm not super vocal about it, but then
I
like Lenny. She's going to be in the show, right?
Yeah. We're going to have Lenny on the show. I like Lenny too. I honestly really don't know much about her. I just know she's not evil. And I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point where, you know, there's a very common phrase in politics or during election time where you say,
go with the lesser evil.
Go with lesser evil, right? I'm like, go with no fucking evil. Like, and she clearly looks like she is an evil. And I don't know what about her politics, and I don't know if she's smart, and I don't know what she's achieved. I just know she's not the fucking devil. And
I've been doing my research though, so parang I've been just seeing everything that she's been doing, or just like reading up on her, because I want to read up on the candidates. But then, yeah, parang I'm leaning towards her.
Good, and I'm glad you said that, because I think sometimes celebrities, especially celebrities as famous as you and as skyrocketing as you are, they don't want to turn off a fan base, right? They don't want to. It can get really kind of dangerous. And not that you've completely endorsed somebody in this past 5 minutes, but it's hard to talk about when you know the fan bases are so, it's like showbiz fan bases, right? It's like love team fan bases. The moment you say one good thing about another one, it's like all of a sudden you have enemies, unwarranted like enemies. You can't even speak your mind because people get terrified. So I'm glad that you kind of openly at least said, hey, you know, I can consider this person. I can read up on her and let's see. But
yeah, I've just still been doing my research, but then
so far. We got some time. We got some time to dig some dirt, or maybe a Bong Bong Marcos wins us over between now and May. I fucking doubt that.
But I also know, I don't want to speak.
Then... No worries. But I'm just. Anyway, Kylie, I gotta thank you for being here. I had a good time. I know you're a big advocate for mental health. A show like this, we tackle that a lot. A lot of people call. We just had it in the past episode where a lot of people call.
I know, grab the calls and the stories you take.
Yeah, no, like, and today's
and you give good advice.
Today's a quick show, trust me, because again, I don't know you, right? So I didn't want to like lure you in a show with have heavy, dramatic, like tears and this and that. But it was only kind of right before the program started that, you know, I found out that you were kind of an advocate for mental health awareness and all of that stuff. So I would love to have you come by and maybe I'll get calls, I'll kind of save calls on a day that maybe you would be to hang out and talk to some people, because I know you're really kind of big on that. So I appreciate the time you've given me today and to everybody listening to the show. I encourage them to watch your movie, but I would love to have you back. I think you're super, super smart. And I think stuff that matters to you are stuff that you'll find on a show like this pretty regularly. So please consider again coming back, whether you have to promote.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. I really enjoyed. So
good.
And you give good advice, like no nonsense, just straight to the point.
Well, I mean, I've been here a while and taken a kind of large variety.
You're like their therapist, you know?
Without having to say that, because it's kind of douchey, but at the same time, I just want to listen and I'll tell you what I would do, right? I'll tell you what I would do. And sometimes it's not the right answer. Honestly, sometimes, I mean, shit, I make mistakes. And I'll fucking purposely make a mistake in the name of what I think is right at the time. You know, so it's not always right, or it's not always nice to hear, but it is what I feel. Kylie, get to 4 million if you guys are listening on IG before the year ends. Wow. I think that'll be a nice little celebration. Send my love to Jake. Send my love to Adrian at the same time. And everybody, send your support and your love to Kylie here by checking out her movie, My Husband, My Lover. You can also check out The Housemaid because, again, as she said, it's the number one Philippine Google Play movie out there. Get Viva Max, and that's the way you can totally check out these films. Viva Max subscription is all over the world. It's available. Again, I'm getting mine today. I'm so excited. I finally talked to Viva today. Yay! They're like, send us your email. We'll send you that subscription. But if you are in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, Macau, Vietnam, Brunei, the Maldives, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, big Middle East listenership on this show. So you guys go grab it. Europe, US, Canada, and of course, Filipinas. Go get your vivamax.net. The prices on it are insanely good. Look at the prices. It's like sometimes I think you can get it for like what, as low as 29 pesos or something like that, and you get a couple of days worth. That's all you can watch, right? 3 days.
I think the cheapest they have is like 49 pesos for 7 days.
Wow, no, that's a good deal.
So voucher, yeah. But it's usually 149 for a month. and then like $399 for 4 months, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know the whole range.
Yeah, but what is there is range, right? You can get a 3-day package, like you say, you can get a 7-day package, you get a month package, or all that stuff. So whatever fits your lifestyle and your how much you watch, then absolutely go get it. And then every other movie that you come out with, Kylie, I'm sure you're gonna do a kick-ass job. You seem like an uber professional and really excited for the rest of your career. So thanks for being here. I wish you the best.
Thanks so much, Mo.
Cool.
Yeah, let me know. I'd love to be back.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I will totally do that. And yeah, have a great rest of your day, everybody. We'll see you on Saturday for some BSE here on the podcast. And have a good time. Thanks, Kylie.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.